Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Rochelle Jones, and her phone number is 925-758-8871.
Okay, so I just want to confirm that's 925-758-8871.
Correct.
Okay, and
Address her?
can you spell her first and last name for me as well, please?
Sure. The first name is Rochelle, Rashell, Rochelle.
Okay.
And the last name is Jones, Jones, Jones.
Okay, perfect. I just received it and I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir.
Of course. Alrighty, Mrs. Rochelle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there. So, Mrs. Rochelle, so my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
Okay. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate it. Now, Mrs. Rochelle, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm going to be the one who will actually help you get signed up so that you can participate. I will let you know ahead of time. Some of these questions might sound familiar, and you've probably already been asked by the other agent that just sent you over to me. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it should only take about 10 minutes of your time. In any case, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this yet?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents, or sent out any packets of information to any lawsuit law firms regarding this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and Mrs. Rochelle, was it you or maybe a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
It was myself.
Gotcha. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
I see. Well, I'm really sorry to hear about that. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian stage one.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about this. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. Just in like remission, trying to just kind of gather all everything that I mean, just with my thoughts, because it took a lot out of me, you know, I'm just really
yeah,
tired.
Absolutely. No, most definitely. I do wish you all the best on your road to recovery, but I'm glad to hear that's going well for you. Now, I take it then, of course, you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis for your cancer?
That was November 25th, 2023.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said November 25th of 2023, correct?
November, no, the day of the diagnosis was November 21st, I'm sorry, 2021.
21st, gotcha. Okay, 2023. Yes. And what state was your diagnosis in?
In California.
Okay. And currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Gotcha. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
My doctor's name was Gregory Vance.
You said Gregory Vance?
Yes, V-A-N-C-E.
Okay, and then Gregory, that would be spelled G-R-E-G-O-R-Y?
Correct.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
This was at the Contra Costa Regional Center in Martinez, California.
Okay, let me go ahead and look it up just to make sure I have the address. It's the one on 2500 Alhambra?
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. Okay. And then during your time where you were diagnosed, how old would you have been?
Oh, geez. I am 14 years old, so 23.
Okay.
Yeah, 18. I was, 23.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Because 2023, that would only be about back a month and a year from today. So, yeah. Okay. 2500 Alhambra. Alrighty. Now, additionally, were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
I used this hair relaxer, the L'Oreal one, for a month, but I used it for like 17 years. And
okay,
I used it once a month.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. And
but I didn't use any other kind, I just used the L'Oreal kind.
Okay, gotcha. And you said you were using it about once a month, so about 12 times a year,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me me go ahead and see. And then you did, of course, confirm that you were diagnosed at Contra Costa Regional in Martinez, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And currently you are a resident of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then Mrs. Rochelle, what is your birthday?
Mine is 4/12/1983.
Okay.
April 12, 1983.
Gotcha. 4/12/1983. Additionally, at any point, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. 4/12/1983. Okay, gotcha. So currently you are 41, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then you were 40 when you were diagnosed then. Okay. Additionally, do you happen to know anyone else, any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also using hair relaxer that might have been injured or affected by it? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. Now, Mrs. Rochelle, how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
Oh my gosh. So I was, I want to say about 23 when I first started using it, I guess you could say, like when I, well, yeah, I was, because my hair, I used to, my hair just was got really, really curly, and I liked curly hair, and then I all of a sudden I just wanted to have my hair straight, and so I just was like, it was just too heavy, like my hair was too heavy when it was curly, so I just used hair relaxer, and I was, it was in 2006 when I like started using it, so that would be what, that would be 20, that was 18, so like what, 23, that would be 23.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So you started using it in 2006. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I literally just stopped using that on November of 2023.
Okay. Gotcha. So right around when you were diagnosed, that's when you found out about it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, because I started getting symptoms, and so I went to the doctor, and then I was diagnosed like a week later.
Gotcha. Okay. I see. So you started in 2006. Do you remember the month or the time of year? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, it was. Actually, you know what's so funny is it was February, in February of 2006 until November of 2023. So it was like 17 years I was using that product, almost
Gotcha.
18.
Okay, gotcha. So you started when you were 23 years old in 2006, and then you stopped using hair relaxers when you were 40 years old in 2023.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So you used it for 17 consecutive years, correct?
Correct. Yeah, once a
Okay.
month for 17 years, almost 18.
Gotcha, yeah. Now, were you receiving your hair relaxers? Did you do it yourself or did you go to a salon, maybe even both?
No, I did it myself.
Okay. And currently you're not using hair relaxers, correct?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts of purchase or any leftover empty bottles of hair relaxer? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. And well, can you list all the brands of hair relaxer that you were using as well?
You know what? I only used one kind because it was the one kind that worked, and that was L'Oreal.
Okay, yeah. That so far out of the women that I've talked to, L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely, and I would say probably Olive Oil, those are probably the three most common ones I hear. I think African Pride as well. But yeah, L'Oreal is definitely up there. Okay, so L'Oreal, and that was the full 17 years. Okay, and then, so you, this question might be a little bit confusing, but I'll break it down piece
Okay.
by piece. So your cancer diagnosis did happen at least 2 years after you used hair relaxer for 1 full year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and during that time, was there ever a period where
Well, I
you
don't know.
stopped?
I don't know if I had it, because I stopped using it after 17 years, and I all of a sudden I started, well, I stopped using it because I started getting like side effects, which was like heavy bleeding, my abnormal periods, like it, there was just so irregular. I was getting like it just, I just was in pain, abdominal pain. I didn't feel good, so I just went to the doctor, and then I had test results, or test done, like blood tests and stuff like that done, and then that's when it came back that they didn't like the way that the test results looked. So then I went in for like blood tests and all that, you know, and then I didn't know that I even had anything like that until after the 17 years of using it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Most definitely. So yeah, you used it for 17 years and then you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxer usage and your cancer diagnosis? I think you mentioned it was when you were diagnosed, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I can just put 1121. I'll just put the same date as your diagnosis then for that. What kind of treatments were you receiving?
Well, the treatments, the surgery, I had antibiotics, painkillers, hormone medicine.
Okay, antibiotics, painkillers, you were taking hormone medicine and you also had to have surgery, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. And do you remember the date that your treatment started?
It was November 25th, 2023.
Okay, gotcha. November 25th of 2023. Was it also Dr. Vance that treated you as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay, gotcha. I would assume then this would be at the same hospital
Oh, I
too,
don't know
correct?
who did my surgery though. He's the one who diagnosed it. I'm not sure the one who did my surgery. I just know he's the one who diagnosed it.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. Okay. If anything, for a lot of some of this medical information, if you don't know the specifics, that's perfectly fine. Our attorney partners can, of course, pull this information for you on your behalf, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. And Mrs. Rochelle, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Okay. And then the other representative did send me your first and last name. I have that down as Rochelle, RASHELLL, and last name Jones,
Yes.
JONES.
Correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Yes, I do. It's Leanne, so it's LE capital ANN.
Okay. So you said LE capital A. NN.
Yes, Leanne.
Okay, gotcha. And do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and you're social?
I don't feel like comfortable giving my social over the phone. Is that like, is it, this is like a, do I have to?
Yeah, I understand you being uncomfortable. Of course, it is sensitive information. However, I will let you know the reason why we ask it is that's what allows our attorney partners to actually pull your medical information on your behalf, like I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Additionally, our partners are monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So if at any point there was ever any mishandling of your information, they would, of course, lose their licenses and we would be penalized as well. So we and I, of course, do take your privacy very seriously.
Okay. Okay, it's 547-81-1632.
Okay, I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 547-81-1632.
Correct.
Okay, and then Mrs. Rochelle, what is your email?
It's RASHELLJ1983@gmail.com.
Okay, RochelleJ1983@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then your phone number is 925-758. 8871.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm calling you on a cell phone or is this a home line?
No, this is my cell phone.
Okay. And what's your primary address?
1270 Santa Fe Avenue, Martinez, California, 94553.
Okay, just to confirm, you said 1270 Santa Fe Avenue, and that's in Martinez, California, 94553.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so we're about a good maybe 6, 7-ish hours away. Depends on traffic, of course, but I'm down here in like Orange County, just south of LA, so we're not too far away.
Okay.
Okay, and additionally, was there an apartment or unit number, or is this just a home?
No, it's a home.
Okay, gotcha. Additionally, do you have any documentation, medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
Well, I don't. I mean, the doctor has them. I mean, it's in the system.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't expect you to have them, of course. Basically, the only reason I ask is just to confirm that you know they do exist, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. And then most likely you wouldn't have to, but if necessary, I only ask because it's a required question, would you be able to provide these records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Well, I'm out of town right now, but I can give you guys permission to go, I mean, to talk to the hospital or the doctor's office, and they could give you the records.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Now, Mrs. Rochelle, we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to you just in case something happens to you and we can't call for you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to, and we usually never do. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes, I do. His name is Todd Graves, Graves.
Okay. Does he live with you or separately?
And no, he lives with me.
Okay, and what's his phone number?
925-727-1374.
Okay, and what's your relationship to him?
He's my fiance.
Gotcha, okay. Well, congratulations on your engagement then as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And alrighty, now we are almost done here, Mrs. Rochelle. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to read off to you a compliance checklist. This is just a short list of items that I'm going to use to make sure that all the information we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'll start reading off a few things, and if anything sounds incorrect, please interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Mrs. Rochelle, we did confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone in regards to this lawsuit. You were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, in your case, stage one, after using hair relaxers. You were using hair relaxers for at least 1 full year, and you used hair relaxers for at least 4 times within a year, in your case, 12 times a year, once a month. And your diagnosis also came at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage. And you were using
No,
hair
I never, I
relaxers.
didn't, no, I didn't even know that I was diagnosed till like 17 years after using it, just because I was getting symptoms, like side effects.
Yes, that's correct. That was what I was asking.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, basically all I'm doing is confirming that your diagnosis came at least 3 years after that.
Yeah,
So
well, I mean,
more
it was
than
like
3.
more than that. It was like 17 years, like
Yes,
after
most
that.
definitely. Okay.
Okay.
And
Sorry.
then you, yeah, no worries. I know it. The phrasing is a little bit confusing. I understand.
Yeah, it is. It's super confusing for sure.
And then, of course, you were using hair relaxers within the last 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, that all looks good to me then. What I'll do is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a few minutes of your time. These documents are going to
Okay.
state first and foremost, of course, that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit. Secondly, like I mentioned before, it just gives them permission to pull your medical records and information on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
So give me just a moment. I'm actually going to make a draft first before I send it to you, so that way I can check to make sure all your personal information is correct and I didn't maybe spell
Okay.
something wrong or punch in a number incorrectly. I just want to make sure that
Okay.
I get everything correct the first time, so that way I don't have to bug you again, okay?
Right. That's okay.
Yes. So give me just a second. I'm going to pull your documents up on my end and I'll read off a few items of your information as well, just so you can confirm them with me.
Okay.
Okay, so your address is 1270 Santa Fe Avenue, Martinez, California, 94553.
Yep.
You were born on April 12th of 1983.
Yes.
And your social is 547-811-1632.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to click send on my end, and you should receive a text message containing a link to DocuSign momentarily. It should also say my name as well, which is Ethan.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes a moment, but that should be coming through soon here. Once you do receive that text message, go ahead and click on the link that's contained in that message. It'll take you to DocuSign, which will be what allows you to digitally sign these documents. It's pretty straightforward, and all the areas you need to sign should be highlighted in yellow.
Okay, I'm actually on it right now.
Okay, perfect. I will just let you know there are some fields where it'll ask you only for initials. Other fields will ask you for a
Okay.
full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that.
Okay.
And of course, it
And
should
then
be
it
pretty.
automatically goes back. Does it automatically get back sent back to you? So if there was something that was incorrect, you would be able to let me know so I could redo it or whatever.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, once you're finished signing, it will send you your own copy of it as well, just for your own record keeping.
Okay.
And it should be pretty easy, but if you do need any help, of course, I'll be here on the line with you the whole time, so just let me know.
Okay, let me see. Do you agree to receive? Yes. And then does DocuSign. Oh. Okay. And then this site can't ask for your permission. Closing blows. Okay. Okay, let's see. Now security check. This envelope was also sent to Rochelle Jones. Recognize this email. Continue. Yes, continue. Review act and on these documents. So I put agree. Please sign. So continue. It says select start to begin. Okay, so I'm going to select start. Required sign here. Okay. Here, okay. Draw your signature, okay. Oh, I don't know why it's something like that. Okay, clear it. It did not give you very good.
No worries. I know it's a little bit tricky with the finger on the phone.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Okay. Adopt and sign. That's really sloppy. I'm really sorry. That was bad. And
Hey, no worries. Take your time. No rush.
then it says, okay, required initial here. Okay, so initial, draw your. It doesn't even like let me draw it. Okay, there we go. And adopt and initial. Okay, initial here. Required sign here. Required sign here. Required initial here. Initial here. And then it says finish.
Okay, yeah, so once you finish signing all the required fields, you should be able to click finish and then should take you to the next screen.
Yeah, it says continue. Start sending and signing today. And then it says when it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10 signers prefer our trusted platform. Okay, get
Yeah, so at
started.
this point you're finished. If that's to basically
Oh.
just asking if you want to make a DocuSign account, which is completely optional, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, but I just received your documents on my end, so let me take a quick peek here.
Okay.
Alrighty, yep, I see your signature there, and I see your initials there as well. Perfect, that looks good to me. So, Rochelle, that's all I need from you today. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it. I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners coming sometime within maybe the next week or two. I would say give them about 2 weeks because it is, of course, holiday season. So they might be a little bit slow or out of office at the moment. So I would say about 2 weeks. They're just going to give you one more call just so they can verify A, that they can get in contact with you, and B, to verify your personal information as well. Just make sure you look out for
Okay.
that. Very important that you get back to them when they reach out, because then and only then can they start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, I would expect them to reach out again sometime in the next week or 2 weeks between then. In any case, did you have any other
Okay.
questions, any concerns,
Yeah,
anything else you want to
I
talk
would
with me?
just like I would just like to know like what area code they would be calling from. Do you know? Just so I could make sure, because I get a lot of like soliciting calling. I mean, just like a bunch of random calls from like I mean, I don't know, maybe like Mississippi or something. And I'm like, I don't ever answer my phone for them, so I don't know if I should start if that will be them calling me or.
Yeah, absolutely. From what I do understand, they might have a few different numbers because I know they have a specific number for ingoing calls, but for calls that they might
Okay.
be outbound to you, I believe it should be a 1-800 or maybe a 1-808 number. Not 100%
Okay,
sure on
so
that,
just
but most
answer.
likely from one of those. Yeah. In any
Okay.
case, if for whatever reason you can't answer, they will of course reach out multiple times or probably leave you a voicemail
Okay.
as well.
Okay.
Yeah. In any case, Rochelle, before you go, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. I just want to make sure you have my contact information. So if you ever have questions or concerns, or if you ever need help down the line, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, give me just a second. I'll start typing that up for you just to make sure that you get
And
it correctly.
I have a copy of this myself, right? Like there's a copy of it in my already or
Yep, if you check your email, a copy should have been emailed to you. If not, just let me know and I'll
Okay.
make sure a copy gets to you, okay?
Okay, let me I'm going to look right now to make sure. Let me see. Yeah, Ethan. Oh, DocuSign. Okay, completed, signed, and finished. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'm just going to make sure
Cool.
you get my number. And then I'll also send you an email as well, which will contain my company's card and my email for my company as well. So if you ever need to reach out in the future, you know where to find me.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much, Ethan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I do wish you all the best then and a happy new year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.